Brooklyn, we have the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens. Have you ever been there? Beautiful. But we only go once a year. And that's enough. And you know, that's what it's like sometimes with our prayer meetings. The beautiful garden of prayer. But where is everybody? In most churches, the prayer meeting is the least attended meeting. And I'm amazed. You can have 300 out on a Sunday morning and 5 people in the prayer meeting on Tuesday or Wednesday night. And we often tell the people that's one of the most important meetings of the week. But I guess they don't believe it. You know, there's nothing about a prayer meeting that entertains you. There's not a lot of singing and good music. No preacher to listen to, necessarily. Just coming together and getting down before the Lord. That doesn't interest most people. But it's really true. I really believe that prayer, or I'm coming to believe, I suppose would be a better way of saying it, coming to understand better that prayer is the expression of our dependence on God. That God has ordained that it's by praying that we show God that we need Him. And we show God that we're relying upon Him. And if that's the case, then we'd have to come to the conclusion that we're not really leaning on the Lord very much in our churches. That much of what we do is running on our own steam. And if prayer isn't the expression of our dependence upon God, if it's us getting out of the way and letting God come, then we're in trouble. We're more in trouble than we realize. Now, I know that not all prayer is limited to the prayer meeting, thank God. And we do have people that do pray at home when they can't come to prayer meeting. I'm always blessed by that. I couldn't make it to prayer meeting, but I didn't stay home and watch TV. I got down before the Lord and I was really with you in spirit. You know, a lot of people say I'm with you in spirit, but I can't see them. I don't even feel them. But there are some that really are there with you in spirit. We have a lady in our church. She's handicapped, and yet she is more active and does more than most well-bodied people. And the other night she pulled up to prayer meeting and she called her husband to help her out of her van. She had come right from work, and he didn't turn his phone on or didn't bring his phone with him. He's always losing his phone. And so after meeting, I went outside, and there I saw her in her van. I said, "What are you doing here?" She said, "Oh, my husband didn't answer the phone, so I prayed in the van." Now, anybody else would have gone home. Now, my wife explained to me also that if she went home, she wouldn't have been able to get into the house without his help. So I don't want to over-spiritualize this. But I know who I'm talking about, and I know that even if she could get into her house, she would have done that. And she's been such a blessing to our assembly. To look at her, you would see her limitations. But I'll tell you, she's such a blessing. And we thank God for her and her husband. And they're always in the prayer meeting. And they give themselves to prayer. And that means so much to the assembly. How is it in your church? Where are you during prayer meeting? You know, I get people that say, "Well, I can't make it next Sunday. I'll see you the one after." And that means they're not going to be in church for 2 weeks. And it doesn't seem to bother them. And I said, "Well, if you can't make it Sunday, what about Sunday night? What about Tuesday night? Why not Thursday night?" "Oh, well, we'll see." Anyway, I just remember when the Lord put that thought into my heart, and I'm ashamed of myself because I haven't done very well with it. But the more I go on with the Lord, the more I become convinced of this. I can feel that I depend on God. I can call on God once in a while and and really cry out to Him in desperation. But I only really depend on God as much as I spend time alone with Him. And if that's true with what I'm saying, well, then we ought to rethink our lives, rethink our Christian lives. And we ought to say, oh God, I don't want to get to the end of my life and deceive myself in thinking that I was depending on the Lord and it was all me. It was all my own energy and my own initiative and my own mind. God, help me to take advantage of the opportunities that I have to spend time at your feet. And you know, if you don't go to the prayer meeting, you probably don't pray much at home. That's a good place to start. That's where others are in faith and the Lord's presence is there, and you can learn to pray, and you can enter into the prayers of others. Now, I know that there are interruptions that come and sometimes we can't make it, but you know what I'm talking about. It's that attitude. Jesus, I need you. I just don't want to say I need you. I want to show you I need you. And I show you in that beautiful garden of prayer. It doesn't appear too beautiful to us, but I'll tell you, Jesus, to Him, that garden is beautiful. He loves to go there. He loves to feed among the lilies there. And so as we sing that next verse, let's talk to God and say, Lord, help me. Give me prayer. Give me a desire to pray. And help me to make prayer the most important part of my Christian walk. Praise God. Well, let's see what God will do for us.